From the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowd, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and him who comes to me I will not cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up at the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Visitors to the ancient site of Capernaum are shown the remains of a synagogue. It was built after the time of Jesus, but it's thought to stand on the place where Jesus speaks the words we have just heard from today's Gospel. It's really a sermon about the Exodus experience, the long pilgrimage the people of Israel made from slavery and exile in Egypt to the joy of settlement in the Promised Land. Whilst they made their way through the desert, their trust in God, who called them out into the insecurities and trials of this wilderness, was tested. They look back with nostalgia to the certainties and stability they had known as Pharaoh's slaves. In Egypt they were living and partly living. It was a confined existence, a limited existence, but at least it was predictable and stable. On their long march, the people were tempted to doubt the goodness of God. And at one point they asked, "Is God in our midst or not?" And in answer to this question, God gave the people bread from heaven to eat and living water from the rock to drink. Just as in John's Gospel, he was to give the Samaritan woman that living water which would ensure that she would never thirst again, and that living bread which whoever eats of it will never hunger again. Now these gifts are double-edged, however. They bring life, but they also put the people to the test. And the test was whether or not they could detect his real presence amongst them. Could they really see, could they trust in God, and could they live according to his commands? Now, Jesus prompts the collective memory of the people in this little sermon in the synagogue in Capernaum. And the synagogue was where the people gathered around the table of God's word. It was the focus of their communion. In gathering there, they showed how they were rooted in God's promises. It was he who brought them out of Egypt, and he who had given them the land, which was the sign of his self-giving presence amongst them. Jesus now takes all of these symbols and precious religious memories, and he puts the people to the test, as did the Lord God in the wilderness of Sinai. He says to the people in Capernaum, "Don't think your exodus is over. Don't think that this experience is confined to the past. You are no less in the wilderness now, in this stable and solid building, than your ancestors were, as when they grumbled against the Lord in their weary trek through the desert. The settled life of Capernaum, the ordered life of the towns and villages of Galilee, can be just as much a wilderness as the wasteland of the shifting sands of Sinai. The people of Capernaum may think they are free. They make believe that slavery is behind them, but it's not. Only those who eat of the living bread come down from heaven can taste of that true freedom which Jesus offers. The test of the original manna in the desert was that it had to be collected every day, except for Friday, when a double portion was gathered to be eaten on the Sabbath. With the gift of manna, God gave his people their daily bread. When they gathered it and ate it, the people showed their trust in God and their obedience to his word. They acted out a little drama. They showed that instead of relying on earthly food, they should trust what came down from heaven, that mysterious food which manna symbolizes, the bread of the word of God. Manna was the true sign of God's providential care for his people. And the people showed this by reserving a portion of it in the Holy of Holies. When the Ark of the Covenant was hidden before the destruction of the first temple, the jar in which the manna was kept was hidden along with it. The people held on to a holy hope that when Messiah comes, he will restore the ark and the manna. When Messiah comes, he will once again feed his people with manna. In today's reading, Jesus is referring to this tradition. The time of Messiah has come. Manna is the bread of life, but it also symbolizes the Torah, the law. Jesus is the manna of the Torah, given in a new way, which sums up and goes beyond the original manna and the original law. The people of Israel grumbled in the desert. The people listening to Jesus in the desert of the Capernaum synagogue also grumble. Many of his disciples leave him as a result of what he says today. Their departure isn't because they don't know what he's asking. They see it only too well. They are being summoned by the new Moses to embark on a new Exodus. And the scandal is that they prefer slavery to freedom.